L.A. Reid is in the studio. He's got a book, his memoir. Sing to Me, My Story of Making Music, Finding Magic, and Searching for Who's Next.
And I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here too, man.
Really happy to be here.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
So tell me this. Tell me, do you know a number for the hits that you've written or responsible for?
No, I really don't.
You don't have a number?
No, I don't. That's one thing I'll do later.
You don't do that in the book?
I don't really count. I talk about some of the songs. I talk about some of the experiences that happened with the artist at that time. Like some of the significant ones that really meant a lot to me. But I never count it, though.
If you were to count, how many hits do you think you are responsible for that I play every day?
The only number I've ever known was before we started LaFace Records. We had 33 number one records before we started LaFace. We started LaFace in 1989. So somewhere between 83 and 89, we had about 33. And I only know that from a press release, you know. But otherwise, I haven't kept up with it.
And LaFace? LaFace was formed when?
1989 till 2000,
and that was you and Babyface.
Yes.
And how did that all come together?
That was great. We were producers first, and we were doing people like the Whispers and Shalamar, all the Solar acts in LA, and after we and Babyface and the Deal and Bobby Brown, Pebbles, Johnny Gill. We did a lot of records then. And then we decided to start the label, and we moved to Atlanta. And we picked Atlanta because we thought it was fertile to create what we thought would be the Motown of the South. Right? And so we put our flag in the ground, and we went to work. And that's when we started signing talent, which was very different than just producing talent. You know,
but you have an amazing gift, and you talk about this and your instinct for finding talent, for picking it. When these people come into your office, I mean, and the title of the song, Sing to Me, show me who you are. And they do it, and you just go for, you hear it immediately, don't you, almost?
Well, it's where I get my excitement. You know, I love the idea of discovery. I mean, it's fun to work on established artists, but my true joy is to find somebody that the world has never known and turn it into something, turn it into an artist and a name and a brand that will last. You know, that's my real joy.
Your passion comes through.
What do you think was your greatest achievement for finding somebody and turning them into a star?
I don't know. That one I really don't know. Sometimes I say Babyface, right? You know, because he was the first artist that I zeroed in on, that he was my partner, so people don't think of it as a discovery.
Right.
But it was. Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow. We'll talk more about that. Let's go to another break. It's a lot of music to talk about. Right. A lot of music and a lot of music history.
And if you're just going to be single this weekend, want something to do, this is a great book. Don't ask me how I know this, but this is a great book.
If you're lonely?
If you're around just doing nothing over the weekend.
Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.